Exclusive, David Perdue, pollsters not capturing new MAGA voters in Georgia. By Hannah Blow on May 21, 2022. Former Senator David Perdue, RGA. The Republican gubernatorial candidate vying to defeat incumbent Governor Brian Kemp. On Tuesday, told Breitbart News Saturday that recent polls are likely misleading for a variety of reasons. Expressing the belief that they are not capturing what his team believes to be thousands of new MAGA voters. The gubernatorial hopeful addressed recent attacks from his Republican opponent. Namely, attacks suggesting that former President Donald Trump is no longer standing with Perdue. That is patently false, as Trump endorsed him and even put another $2 million behind the Perdue campaign. Perdue deemed the attack as nothing more than a desperate move by an embattled career politician and said early voting indicators suggest the Kemp camp is in trouble. So far, the former senator said, 487,000 individuals have voted early, four times the amount who did so in 2018. However, pollsters are not capturing these new voters as they normally only speak to individuals who voted in the last three elections, leaving this unique demographic completely out of the mix. I believe that early voting indications are that they are in trouble, and here's why. As I sit here today through early voting, which finished last night, 487,000 people have voted early, Matt. That's four times the number that voted in 18, the last time we had a non-presidential primary. And the big news is that half of those 487,000, who voted early, did not vote in 18. We believe these are MAGA voters, Perdue explained. So this is a move of a desperate governor and the fake news national media that desperately want this incumbent to run against Stacey Abrams, because they know what I believe here in the state is. That Brian Kemp has divided the Republican Party and cannot beat Abrams in the fall, he said before expressing doubt in the polls. Notably, the current Real Clear Politics figure shows Kemp dominating, leading his challengers with a 24.8% average advantage. I've said all along, there was a gap between what I was hearing and seeing over the last year and a half as I traveled the state to try to help our governor fix this split in the party. He didn't want, he didn't have, he had no part in it, Perdue said. This is a significant understanding we have after early voting. 487,000 people have voted. Half of those did not vote in 18. By definition, when pollsters are talking to Republican primary voters, they qualify someone to say, if you haven't voted in each of the last three primaries, we can't talk to you. They're only talking to people who voted in the last three primaries. So they're, by definition, not talking to half the people who have voted so far in Georgia. Here's my prediction, the gubernatorial hopeful continued. I think that this side, this number is going to continue to stay up above 50%. As we go into Tuesday, right now we think another 300,000 or so will vote, and we think more than half of them will be people that didn't vote in 18. He said, reiterating his belief that pollsters are missing the true story in the Peach State race. Listen. Breitbart Middle. David Perdue, May 21, 2022. Breitbart News Saturday host Matt Boyle noted that the nation has already seen similar trends in states such as Pennsylvania, as David McCormick hopes to come out on top. I think that this is a race between people and politicians, Perdue said. The corruption under the gold dome of our capital is so stark and people are fed up with, it's not just the election. It's crime. It's education. It's the economy. Perdue briefly spoke about other issues, including crime, the drug crisis, specifically, and walked listeners through his approach, making it clear that he would first would call Texas, Arizona, and the California governors and offer assistance to close the border. Perdue also said he would coordinate with law enforcement officers in state of Georgia to find illegal aliens and get them out. Additionally, he said it would be essential to go after the gangs as well as the drug lords. Additionally, Perdue made it clear that Kemp did not do enough to ensure election integrity in the state and pointed out that the governor's campaign wants to sweep that under the rug. They're just burying their heads. They're hoping it goes away, Perdue said, noting that in May 2020, Kemp allowed a consent decree to go through that changed. It basically eliminated voter ID and absentee ballots. Then he allowed 7.5 million ballots to be sent to every registered voter. Then he allowed these drop boxes with no chain of custody, no security. And then they allowed a rule that allowed Zuckerberg to put $55 million in Democrat counties here to have mobile voting buses. Everything I just mentioned is against the law. And yet this government let it happen through an edict, he said, adding that it was done outside the law. They don't want any of that discussed, he said.